Where is some of the greatest hostility and animosity in the world today? Where is it? In the Middle East. Between Jews and Arabs specifically. Now, Eastern people understand spirit. They understand the ever-present life force that is the inner voice of God. But the problem is, if you only understand spirit, it is very subjective. We even understand that within the Christian realm, don't we? Boy, the understanding the spirit and having that spiritual experience can sure be a subjective thing and not objective. And you can miss moral absolutes when it's only the spirit. The highest value of Buddhists is compassion. But you see, without Jesus' compassion has no face with flesh on it. Jesus is the highest expression of compassion. Now, Western people understand Jesus. But Western people, we don't understand the Spirit very well. Everywhere you go in Europe and the Western world, you see paintings of Jesus on pictures of Jesus on churches in every corner. Right. Most churches have two or three pictures of Jesus in the walls of the church, expressing who their Jesus is. In many ways, the Western world is pretty out of touch with the Spirit. We lack the power to be what we believe. See, there's been a contradiction. Now think about this. Stick with me. Many Western people believe one thing, but our lives show contradiction because we live one way and yet say we believe another. Therefore, there is no power in our lives. Does that make sense? We believe one thing, but our lives show that contradiction because we live one way, yet say we believe another, and therefore there is no power in our life. It is only in the Trinity that we have the whole picture. Look at what happened on the day of Pentecost. You don't have to look back, but we talked about it last week that we celebrated. When the Spirit was given, it was a celebration of diversity. Do you remember all the nationalities that were there? Do you remember? Just a few in Acts 2 are Jews, converts to Judaism from all over the world, Cretans and Arabs. Each heard the followers of Jesus declaring the wonders of God in their own tongues. It is only in the completeness of the Trinity that the world comes together. So why is it so important that we talk about the Trinity this morning? Why is Pentecost so important when the Spirit was given? Because, now listen to me, God wants to be who He is through you and me. Have you heard that enough to catch on? God wants to be who He is through you and me. Third characteristic we see in the Trinity. There's got to be three, right? We're talking about the Trinity after all. Anyway, go ahead. All right. The nature of God is to honor equality. You have three separate, distinct persons in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but each is equally God. They have different functions, but they are equally God. Remember what I said about Jürgen Moltmann believing that the Trinity is a community of equals and that the church should strive to be like that? Relationships do not work if someone is put in a subservient position. Why do you think we have so many problems in our marriages? We're taught in so many ways that one is subservient over the other when reality is that both of us are.